Your need-to-know cultural snapshot of Wisconsin and beyond. This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max. Sponsored by Visit Milwaukee. A deep dive into all things intriguing, riveting, and entertaining. Now, here's your host, Sandy Max.
Hello there. How are you on this Friday evening? We're poised and ready to have baseball happen. Milwaukee Brewers baseball. Rain is a little bit in the way in Pennsylvania with the Pittsburgh Pirates game. But we are in touch with the entire team, with Lane Grindle, Josh Maurer, and engineer Kent Sommerfeld. So at 6:10, in just 20 minutes, we will check back in to see what the weather status is for Milwaukee Brewers baseball. But in the meantime, I'm very happy to hang out with you for the next few minutes. We'll also do a news at the top of the hour to keep you updated. So hang tight with us. And if you know me here on What's on Tap, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee, I love to keep you entertained, updated. And this is one of those weekends. Oh my gosh, there is so much going on. And on Thursday mornings, I get to visit Wisconsin's Morning News, Vince Vetrano and Eric Bilstad. We talk about some of the events that are coming up. We call it the weekend trend. And you, if you text the word trend to the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line, text the word trend to 855-616-1620. You will see there are like 30 things that you can do today, tomorrow, and Sunday. To give you a preview of some of the international things that you can do. We were joking around about the World Cup, and Eric Bilstad really wants to see some impromptu soccer games pop up because of all the international flair that we have this weekend. These are some highlights from the weekend trend to help you decide what you want to do this weekend. We have Festa Italiana on the north end of the Summerfest grounds, Henry Meyer Festival Park there. And that is so much fun. I mean, immediately when I say that, don't you think of food?
Yeah, for sure.
You can eat my cannolis. Like, you can just graze your way through there. There's so much fun at Festa. And they have fireworks not only one night, but both nights, Friday and Saturday at 10:30. They've got their Festa Mass. They've got such a great lineup of live music. They have some traditional Italian music that you would think of. Like, when you walk in, you will enjoy the sounds of the Sicilian Serenaders. You got the Russo brothers who are going to do some Louis Prima and some Rat Pack songs, Enzo and Stella, the Florentine Opera Company. Like, it's interesting to hear how much Italian culture has influenced music throughout the years. And how's this for an Italian name? Claire Sardina, Thunder of Lightning and Thunder. She is starting to make her summer appearances.
That's
so you
awesome.
Will see her at Festa on Saturday. The Milwaukee Mandolin Orchestra has a Sunday performance. And there's a fellow named Corey Pesaturo and his accordion. And on his poster, it says revolutionizing accordion music. There's a kids pizza making contest. There's bocce ball. There will be a soccer tournament. So,
and Festa doesn't start till tomorrow night, but we've
Festa's
got the
Friday,
days.
Saturday, and Sunday. Tonight
already
is when you can get your Frenchy French
today
on. Yeah. As you can see my dress, I have the
well
Eiffel
done.
Tower imprinted on my dress. I love a theme party. So all these cultural events that we have, they're big theme parties, and you get to learn. It's great. So Bastille Days, you know, does it get more photo worthy than a photo with the replica Eiffel Tower in Cathedral Square Park?
Done that.
And it's free. So you can just stroll around. And they always have a great lineup of live music as well. The Alliance Francaise is always there, so you can learn a little bonjour and merci beaucoup. And
sure, real good.
Get a little French.
All right.
Or you can just eat, right?
Yeah, that too. And shop. And I also like, you know, the revolution is such a theme this year. America 250 and then the French Revolution. So let's just lead into those revolutions. But another cultural that you can enjoy and sport, the Swedes came up with a lawn game called Kube. Cube. I watched a video to learn how to play it, and the two fellas said cube, but it's K-U-B-B.
Okay.
So it involves stakes, and then you set this.
Oh, I've played this. I had to look it up. I played it.
These little wooden crown-looking things that are called the cubes, and then there's a king cube in the middle. And then you whip these sticks, they're called batons, to try and knock these cubes off.
Yeah.
It reminds me a little bit of Dainty, a little bit, if you know what that is in the German culture. So
the national championship.
Yes, it's in Eau Claire. And it is right here, the cube capital of North America. And another description is part chess, part bowling, and part backyard battle. This truly is the U.S. championship Saturday and Sunday. A quirky sport and maybe a one that you can learn. Did you actually try cube,
yeah,
Vince?
Yeah,
it's
one of those where one person knows how to play in your group. And they're like, no, that's not, you didn't want to be there. I'm like, I didn't. I thought I'm supposed to knock that down. Right.
Can you get offsides in cube?
I don't think so, but things you're supposed to do and not do. And you're like, where am I supposed to throw this now? You want to knock that down.
Tell me what to do.
The hand-eye coordination. So it is, you know, it is a little bit of bowling. You lean over and flip the stick like that. So Stamp One More Passport, the Milwaukee Dragon Boat Festival is back on Saturday. And it's in a different spot. Pancake and I were just talking about it. Pancake's going to go because it's early morning qualifying at 8 a.m. But the finals are at 1. But at 10 a.m. is the opening ceremony dragon dance. Just love that idea. But here's where you're going to find it. I always think of it in the lagoon. This is going to be on the south end of the Summerfest grounds. So your Midgate and Northgate, totally festa. So maybe a soccer game will break out between the Chinese and the Italians, Eric. But so that South Plaza is where they're going to be doing a lot of ceremonies, including Tai Chi, Chinese square dancing. But then the dragon boats are going to be on that south end of the Summerfest grounds. $5 to get in, but man, going to be a lot of fun there.
I barely scratched the surface of what's happening 100%. This weekend. Sandy has an incredible list. If you text the word trend to 855-616-1620, you can see it all on the Saturday Unlimited WDTMJ Talk and Text Line. Trend, T-R-E-N-D. It's great. There's all kinds of stuff.
I mean, we truly talked about four of about 30 things that I listed
out. But you got them all.
Whether you like arts, whether you like live music. Yeah, there's a lot going on. Happy festival weekend
and
here in Milwaukee.
And South Shore Frolics as well.
Oh, gosh.
Not true. That's done. We haven't done that in a while.
How did I miss
it? Frolics
I got
frolic?
The Whitefish Bay Art Fair. Okay.
Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you. Truly just some of the fun things that are going on around Wisconsin. Not sure how much longer you and I are going to hang out together. I'm Sandy Max of What's on Tap here on WTMJ. We will check back in with the Milwaukee Brewers broadcast team at 6:10 to find out the update for the weather in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to see just how soon we can get that Brewers and Pirates game going. But in the meantime, we will keep you updated and informed. Stay with us for WTMJ News at 6 o'clock.
Your need-to-know cultural snapshot of Wisconsin and beyond. This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max. Sponsored by Visit Milwaukee. A deep dive into all things intriguing, riveting, and entertaining. Now, here's your host, Sandy Max.
Welcome to a very tiny moment of What's on Tap at the moment. It is 6:07 right now, citing unlimited WTMJ news time, and I am very glad to tell you that we are in touch with the Milwaukee Brewers broadcast team. And we are going to check in because right now there is rainy weather in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We're going to get the latest update from the meteorologist to see just how soon we can get that Brewers and Pirates game going this evening. In the meantime, I will keep you entertained, updated, and informed, not only on weekend events, but other fun things that are going on. And always welcome your contributions on the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line 855-616-1620. Share how you are spending your Wisconsin weekend, because this is one of those summer weekends where you can just embrace all kinds of fun. On the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line, it's been fun to go back and forth with Diane, who corrected me. You know, the Swedish lawn game, it's spelled K-U-B-B, so it looks like cub. And I watched the demonstration video. I thought it was cube. You can hear that funny pronunciation, cube. I'm told it is cube. So, but if you're interested in Eau Claire, is the U.S. National Cube Championship. That's something to be proud of, and another interesting sport to see from around the world. And it's very wooden. It involves these little sticks that you throw and you knock off other wooden blocks. So enjoy Cube. But Diane is heading down to Bastille Days, one of the best block parties ever. We are so lucky to have Bastille Days, a French celebration in Cathedral Square, happening tonight, also tomorrow and Sunday. Absolutely free, and you can get your photo with the replica of the Eiffel Tower there. Always a snapshot worth having, and the Alliance Française is there, so you can learn how to speak French. That is just one of the many festivals. If you text the word trend, T-R-E-N-D, text trend to the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line, you will get a list of about 30 events of performances of all kinds that you can enjoy this weekend. And we are seconds away from checking in on the latest weather in Pittsburgh.
You're listening to What's on Tap with Sandy Max on WTMJ.
Purple rain, purple rain.
Rainy music for rain delay. I'm Sandy Max on What's on Tap on WTMJ and keeping you company till 6:45 when we check back in with the Milwaukee Brewers broadcast team to find out the weather update in Pittsburgh. Hoping to get a game in tonight and obviously hoping to get a victory in. So we will update you. In the meantime, I am Sandy Max with What's on Tap. If you aren't familiar with my show, it's all about culture and creativity here in Wisconsin and around the world. And when we have these summer weekends that are just chock full of fun on a Friday, I feel compelled to share with you some suggestions and some events that I know of happening around our area. And if you have suggestions you want to share, like, hey, you know what I'm doing? I'm doing something fun. Whether you're going to a wedding or you're having a barbecue, or if you're going to a festival, I'd love to know what you're doing. The Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line is 855-616-1620, 855-616-1620. Diane already piped in and let me know that she's going to Bastille Days, which I think is an excellent choice, a free fun festival downtown Cathedral Square Park. And we're lucky to have good weather here as compared to the rainy weather in Pennsylvania. So I'd love to know what you are doing, because I always say on these weekends, I can't clone myself. I want to do so many things. I can't be everywhere all at once. So kind of live vicariously through you if you tell me, oh, I'm going to go boating on Lake Okeechobee. Love to hear what you're up to on this summer weekend. Maybe you're driving north up now, wishing that you were hearing a Brewers game. But we'll check in at 6:45 to find out the update on that. Speaking of driving, if you love cars, the Iola Car Show is happening now through tomorrow. And this is one of those, it's one of those places where it's more than a car show. It's a swap meet, and you can hunt for parts if that's your bag, if you love to restore cars. And the 2026 theme for the Iola Car Show, America's Car Show and Swap Meet. That really is their theme, and they're tying into America's 250th birthday. They have red, white, and blue vehicles. They have military vehicles as some of the themed categories. And if you're going to Iola, I've always heard about this, but I haven't been yet. It's about 2.5 hours northwest near Stevens Point. So the Iola Car Show through tomorrow. And if you want to go way west and enjoy some views of the Mississippi River, Trempealeau Catfish Days is happening through Sunday. And they've got a car show. Also, live bands, the Lions Club there puts on a good party, a fishing tournament, cornhole, and a Sunday parade. And if you're like, you know what? I bet they've got some special food. Oh, yeah. Wild-caught catfish is served daily, which gives that very specific local flavor. And you get a chance to see the scenic views of the Mississippi River there in western Wisconsin. And how about this? Tonight and tomorrow night, if you're in Marathon City, the Wausau area, you can enjoy the Taste and Glow Balloon Festival. It is a festival built all around hot air balloons. And they've also got that festival vibe, live entertainment and food and vendors. But at 9 o'clock tonight and Saturday is when the balloons light up and they're synchronized to music, which I think is very, it's just different. When I grew up in Louisville, Kentucky, the hot air balloon race used to kick off Derby Week, and that was in the morning, and you would get up really early, and then for whatever reason, we would drive around and chase these balloons to see where they landed. This is the opposite. This is nighttime balloons. So Taste and Glow Balloon Festival in Marathon City, and they also have lumberjack shows there. And what's also happening this weekend in Bristol, they got a couple things going on. Bristol Progress Days now through Sunday, all around the community, big festival. And you know what else happens in Bristol? It's the Renaissance Fair. This is the opening weekend for the Bristol Renaissance Fair, and it is all the things that you have come to expect. Performers, jousting, comedy, music like this puts you right in that atmosphere, in that wooded atmosphere. And not only do the performers dress up, I love watching. It's people watching at its best. You can be yourself. You can show up in whatever costume you want to. I've seen superheroes there. I've seen medieval people there. It's a lot of fun. And of course, the giant turkey leg, very classic food there. So the Bristol Renaissance Fair opening. And speaking of fairs, if you can't wait until next month for the fair, the Northern Wisconsin State Fair is happening in Chippewa Falls, and that is kicked off Wednesday. It goes through Sunday if you want to get your fair fix, the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. And stay with us. There are more festivals to share with you and live on stage performances to make the most of your weekend. So stay with us here on What's on Tap, and I also want to know what you're doing. Siding Unlimited, WTMJ Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620.
This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max. Listen to the
I'm Sandy Max with WTMJ's What's on Tap, keeping you company until 6:45 when we will check in with the Milwaukee Brewers broadcast team as I chuckle with the mandolin rain choice. Evan Witalison, the producer in the booth with me tonight as we creep closer, hopefully to a Milwaukee Brewers game against the Pittsburgh Pirates, temporarily delayed because of the rainy weather there. But in the meantime, it is Friday. We are making weekend plans here in Wisconsin. I'm here to help, and I'd love to know what you are up to. The Siding Unlimited, WTMJ talk and text line, 855-616-1620. And Connie texted in from 920 that she just came back from the Mariners Trail in Manitowoc. Walking the dog on the trail and the beach, she said, cooler by the lake, and the pup had a blast. That paints such a picture, just being able to, that's what summer in Wisconsin is about. And Diane texted in earlier, she's going to Bastille Days. Let me know what you are up to for fun this weekend. I've been giving you suggestions, and if you want even more suggestions, if you text the word trend, T-R-E-N-D, text trend to the Siding Unlimited, WTMJ talk and text line, 855-616-1620, and you will get a list of even more suggestions to pique your interest. And if you want to feed your creative side, there are a few festivals to tell you about. Art Fair on the Square is tomorrow in Madison, right there on Capitol Square. Actually, tomorrow and Sunday. It's presented by the Madison Museum of Contemporary Art, and there are going to be 300 artists painting, prints, photography, sculpture, jewelry, handmade clothing, fine crafts. You think of it, it will be there. And usually about 100,000 people come to this fair over the entire weekend. So really bringing that creative energy right there. Art Fair on the Square tomorrow and Sunday. And the Lake Country Art Festival happening tomorrow in Delafield in Nagawaki Park. And this is another fun festival. You'll find live music and food and, of course, the artists will be there to browse and enjoy. And also the Whitefish Bay Art Festival is tomorrow and Sunday. And that's on East Silver Spring Drive. You will find, again, nice, walkable, pair the arts, the browsing there. And there's going to be a kids art zone and Art Fest Bingo, adding even more fun and gets you maybe to circulate to some booths that maybe you wouldn't have naturally been drawn to. And, of course, for the kids, they can do some coloring, drawing, and face painting. So bringing out the creativity in all ages at the Whitefish Bay Art Fest tomorrow and Sunday. Keeping you updated, stay with us. We will check in with the Milwaukee Brewers broadcast team at 6:45 to get an update on the rainy weather in Pittsburgh and see how soon we can get the Brewers game going. And we will update you on the news coming up here on What's on Tap on WTMJ. What's on Tap? I'm Sandy Max. Thanks for hanging out with me. In 10 minutes, we will check in with the WTMJ Milwaukee Brewers broadcast team. We are in a delay as there is rain in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Anxious to get that Pirates-Brewers game going. At 6:45, we will check in with the broadcast team and find out what the latest meteorological update is there. But in the meantime, it is my pleasure to hang out with you and get you updated on culture and creativity and so much winter Wisconsin fun. Oh, no, it is not wintertime. For example, there's a Waupaca Boat Ride Volleyball Tournament that is happening all the way through Sunday. That volleyball on the sand, that one of the most essential summer sports. And I want to say hey to 262 who texted in on the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. Going to Brighton Acres, which is between Fond du Lac and Oshkosh, hosting the world's largest grass volleyball tournament this weekend, the Waupaca Boat Ride Tournament. And so it used to be in Waupaca, but now it's in that Oshkosh area. And there is also, not only is there grass, but there is sand volleyball. So just the great outdoors, popping that ball around, spiking it. If you're looking for something fun to do and that's your summer sports jam, check that out. And we also have performances to recommend. The curtain's going up on 1776, The Musical. This won a Tony Award in 1969. I looked it up because it was it was fresh to me. I was like, well, we're leaning all the way into America 250 at West Bend's The Bend Theater. The Musical Maskers are bringing the award-winning musical 1776. It's very timely, and it dramatizes the debate, the humor, the stubborn personalities, and all that political tension that was behind the actual signing of the Declaration of Independence. So those historical figures that you have come to love now in a musical, 1776, the musical. And if you've never been to The Bend, that really adds an extra atmosphere. It's a restored downtown theater, started as a 1929 vaudeville building, and really has its own historic charm. So just going, it's sort of like seeing a movie at the Oriental Theater where you're walking into a 1920s movie palace. This is similar, like you're really walking into history. So if that sounds like fun and you still want to stretch out your patriotic entertainment, 1776, the musical in West Bend through Sunday. And also on a patriotic note, I'm so excited about this. You might have heard the interview last week. Wisconsin Dance Theater has a patriotic ballet called A Hero's Homecoming, and it's three different weekends. And this weekend, it's in Elkhorn at the Elkhorn Area High School Auditorium, Saturday and Sunday. So this is a ballet set in World War II. You've got dance, you've got romance and history, but it really is impressive. It's almost like watching a movie. Multi-generational dancers, but you've got professional dancers from around the country and also local dancers telling this story of four soldiers coming back from different branches of the armed forces and what it's like to come back and reconnect with your family and your sweethearts and that transition, which isn't always easy. 1940s jazz is played live, and one of the most magical touches to the authenticity of A Hero's Homecoming is that the costumes that the men are wearing are World War II uniforms from, maybe it's a relative, but from people in their circle who served in World War II, and they are adapted so that way, you know, you can stretch your arm and not rip it. And so you're seeing history on stage. And what a way to honor the soldiers. So if you love to celebrate history and maybe you're like, I've never been to a ballet, this is probably the first one to go see. It's called A Hero's Homecoming, and they have discounts for veterans. They work with Vet Tix, and it's the Wisconsin Dance Theater. It's this weekend in Elkhorn, next weekend in Wales, and then the last weekend in Manitowoc. And actually, that Manitowoc performance is at the Maritime Museum, and a portion of the proceeds for A Hero's Homecoming go to help preserve this World War II submarine. I think it's called the USS Cobia, if I'm getting that name right. I'm going from memory, but it's just, I think it's really inspiring and a really creative way to tell history and bring people together and honor those who served in World War II. And another performance to tell you about, it is the opening weekend. We played this music before, talking about the Bristol Renaissance Fair. It's Shakespeare in the Park's opening weekend. Optimus Theater is back. They've been doing this for, I think, for like two decades now. And all around Milwaukee County parks this summer, on the weekends, you can see Shakespeare performed absolutely free and for fun. It is going to be kicking off this weekend at Wisconsin Lutheran College tomorrow, and then Sunday in Washington Park, various Milwaukee County parks, and wrapping the season in the middle of August in Hartford at the Shower Arts Center. The two shows, you get a double feature, Richard III with puppets and The Merry Wives of Windsor, Falstaff's Tale, the comedy, which will also include medieval music performed by Early Music, that wonderful organization keeping those musical. And it's also immersive, like you get to play games, you get to have trivia, you get to make your own garlands. So when you go see Shakespeare in the Park, you really get to have a fun multi-generational experience. It's good for all ages. So that's Optimus Theater's Shakespeare in the Park opening this weekend. I am Sandy Max. It is What's on Tap. Feel free to share what your weekend plans are on the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line, 855-616-1620. Take a short break and we will come back with a visit to your Milwaukee Brewers broadcast team to get the update from Pittsburgh to find out the latest on the rain delay.
This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max.
And don't go away, because we are hanging out with you, making the most of your Wisconsin weekend is my mission. What's on Tap is a show about culture and creativity, and we will keep you company as we find out how soon we can hopefully get this Brewers and Pirates game going. And if you hang out with me regularly, you know I have a feature called The Song You Need to Hear, which is a song that has something to do. It's always relevant. It's always topical. It's not just a wild hair because, you know, for example, I love Duran Duran. It's not always a Duran Duran song. It really actually rarely is. It's usually a song that has something to do with some Wisconsin history or some Wisconsin moments. And there is a band that a lot of people have been looking forward to that is performing at Miller High Life Theater tomorrow night. That will be the band who has the song you need to hear. Make your guesses and then find out next on What's on Tap on WTMJ.
You're listening to What's on Tap with Sandy Max on WTMJ. And now, feast your ears. This is the song you need to hear.
Most blokes are going to be playing at 10. These go to 11.
I'm Sandy Max, and highly anticipated Death Cab for Cutie, Saturday, tomorrow night at Miller High Life Theater. This is one of those indie bands that have really lasted and defined kind of their own genre since the 2000s. And the good news for longtime fans, they have new music, but they will mix that new music in with some of their favorites. And I did some research, and I looked at set lists, and this song will be on the set list tomorrow. Death Cab for Cutie has the song you need to hear. It's Soul Meets Body. Maybe see them perform this live tomorrow at Miller High Life Theater. Death Cab for Cutie, Soul Meets Body, a song that you will hear tomorrow night on stage. Death Cab for Cutie back in Milwaukee at Miller High Life Theater with the song you need to hear. I am Sandy Max. Man, it feels good to play that. And you know how it is when concerts get announced, like, oh, all the push is like, hey, here comes the band, and sometimes months away. And then you kind of forget. So that could be a reminder for you if you had that, if you were excited when it was announced months ago. Death Cab for Cutie, Miller High Life Theater. I am Sandy Max. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. I am here with you because we are waiting to find out how long this rain delay in Pittsburgh is going to last. At 7:10, we will check in with the Milwaukee Brewers broadcast team with the latest update from the meteorologists there in Pennsylvania to find out how soon we can get our Brewers and Pirates game underway, or if we can at all. Not sure what the prognosis for the weather will be. Punxsutawney Phil, where is he to predict the rain? Come on now. I'm Sandy Max. Hang out with me. We will update you with the news at 7 and visit with the broadcast team at 7:10. Stay with us on WTMJ.
Your need to know cultural snapshot of Wisconsin and beyond. This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee. A deep dive into all things intriguing, riveting, and entertaining. Now, here's your host, Sandy Max.
Happy Friday evening to you. Just like you, I am waiting to find out, do we have a Milwaukee Brewers Pittsburgh Pirates game? You're hearing my voice because there is a rain delay, and in about 2.5 minutes, we will check in with the Milwaukee Brewers broadcast team to find out the latest meteorological forecast. In the meantime, it's been very fun to share with you events, performances, ways to make the most of your Wisconsin weekend, including Festa Italiana, Bastille Days. There's the Dragon Boat Race tomorrow morning on the south end of the Summerfest grounds. So many interesting cultural things and other events to enjoy. And I would love to know what you have planned this weekend. The Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line is 855-616-1620. That's 855-616-1620. What are you doing this weekend? Are you going up north? Are you planning a party? Are you going to one of our fun festivals or seeing a show, going to a concert? Love to know what you have in mind. And it's fun to know that Pat McCurdy, he's on his way to Natty Oaks to have a show in West Dallas tonight. So if you are looking for a good time and sing-along fun, you know Pat McCurdy. He is he's always good for it, and he will make you laugh, and you'll get some sex and beer out of it. Sex and beer. I won't sing for you, but I can do the dance. You can also see that, too, on our WTMJ YouTube live stream. But always fun when artists come together and are having fun. And what are you doing? 855-616-1620. And if we have more time together, I promise you I will get you, because there's a possibility if the game is delayed, we'll find out in about 60 seconds. I do have some Bob Uecker documentary behind-the-scenes stories to share with you. So I promise we will have fun if it's us hanging out together while we wait for the Brewers game to kick in. At this time, we will send it to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to find out what the latest progress is on the weather in Pennsylvania.